Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're listening to the Make Space Podcast, episode number 39. Today we're talking all about offices, how to carve out a designated space to serve as your office, how to create a cohesive theme, and design a space that supports your work and productivity.
Home, home, just wanna go, home, home, back home,
I've been going for way too long.
Home, home.
Just wanna go.
Home, home. I'm on my way back home.
Welcome to Make Space, a home design show made to inspire you to create spaces you truly feel at home in. Kara Newhart sits down with amazingly brilliant guests for conversations that dive deeper than pin-worthy rooms to tease out the essentials of creating spaces that feed your soul and inspire your creativity. From home design strategies to decor advice to interior design tips and tricks, these conversations help you dream up a beautifully lived-in home. Kara is the designer and chief creative enthusiast behind Never Skip Brunch. Her work has been featured in print publications like People Style Watch and Denver Style Magazine. As an influencer, Kara has collaborated with brands like Amazon, H&M, Twitter, and Thrillist. Here's your host, Kara Newhart.
Hello and welcome back to Make Space. I am coming at you again from the closet. The podcast studio still isn't totally finished. We have two accent walls, one that looks like concrete and one that looks like herringbone. They're gorgeous, but extremely unfinished. I don't know how long it's going to take me. I'm always overly optimistic about how long like a space makeover takes. I really thought I was going to get this done in a week, but I think we're going on week like 2.5 or 3, and we just have accent walls and half of a DIY couch. So if you're following along on Instagram, I appreciate your patience. I promise it's going to turn out amazing. It just turns out my design plan is a lot more intense. Like, I keep adding things. So it's not as simple as originally planned, but that's going to make it good. Okay, let's pop into this episode and talk all about offices. I have an amazing guest and the tips are so good. Like, so good.
Hashtag obsessed.
So what I'm obsessed with this week has to do with planning, which if you know me, it's kind of funny because planning is not my natural strength in the least. But I'm the kind of planner where if stuff is not out where I can see it, it's totally forgotten about it. I really need that process of like writing things down. So I kind of trend toward manual versus digital, but then planners don't really work for me because if the book is closed, out of sight, out of mind. So I've recently been tuned into a system that's been working so well for me, and that is the clipboard system. So if you follow my bestie, Jessie, over on Instagram, her handle's Eye in the Detail, you can check out her office. She has like a wall of clipboards. So there's one for each and every month. And then she just clips calendars onto that. So I've adopted the same system as my own, and so far I'm loving it. So I put a little bit of my own spin and I got horizontal clipboards. Hers are vertical. And basically I created these really beautiful templates. I printed them out and then there's 1 month on each clipboard and they're all on my wall so I can see all of them at once, which really helps with planning and like visualizing when things are happening. And then I can add like documents or weekly planners or to-do lists onto the clipboard as well. So I just have to pull the current month off the wall, have it at my desk, and I have everything I need right there with a quick flip versus like a huge planner book that I'm having to flip all around in. And then I can just switch the clipboards when it's different months. Something about writing it out, having it like a physical process where I'm like getting up and moving things is very helpful for me. I know for some people that may be annoying, but but for me, it's like totally more engaging and makes me feel mentally available to plan, if that makes sense. And not only that, it's super beautiful. Like, it's a whole accent wall of calendars and super duper cheap. Clipboards are like so cheap. You can paint them, you can make them your own. I actually made templates for you guys. I will put the Etsy shop link in the show notes, but it's a bundle of a template that's vertical and horizontal. They're super cute. You just print them out, write down the dates, and then you are good to go. Wait, what? You guys, this wait what is life-changing. I did not know that laundry pickup and delivery service was something that was, first of all, available, and second of all, affordable. I recently signed on with this local laundry service. I put my laundry out on Monday. They do it. They bring it back within 24 hours, perfectly folded and totally clean. This is a game changer. Honestly, I thought this would be super expensive, but it's actually not. It's only $20 a load. And then we send about 1 to 2 loads a week for our family of three. So we're only paying $20 to $40 a week to have our laundry totally.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.